The views, opinions, and comments expressed by hosts, guests, and callers of this show are not necessarily those of this station, its parent company, TeleSouth Media, its staff, management, or advertisers. Content of this broadcast cannot be duplicated or used in any way without the express written consent of TeleSouth Media Incorporated.
Well, it's safe to say we probably never met. Even still, if a betting man was I'd bet every single one of us have found ourselves standing in the storms of life, soaking wet, but do not fret. Chin up, my friend, a little bit of rain is not how this thing ends, but sometimes we forget. So if you understand, let me see those hands, 'cause everybody needs a little hope.
Welcome to Hope, the program that offers hope to the struggling, hope for the depressed, and hope for the oppressed. Now here are your hosts, Tommy Wilson, Bobby Capps, and Ronnie Martin.
Good morning, everyone. We're glad that you're here for our radio show called Hope, where we celebrate, brag on, and bear witness to the hope that is in our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And Tommy, our fearless leader and usual MC, is down at the beach enjoying his grandchildren, yeah, and his beloved wife and his children, and having a little R&R and getting refurbished so he can come back and have his dizzy lifestyle. And so we're glad to be here with you. I'm here with Ronnie Martin, who's the director of the Freedom Center, and he is here with us, and I'm here with a dear brother. I want to call him special guest, but, like, man, he's kind of family, and just want to say that one of our brothers is back in town who we love a lot, and we're going to be letting him catch up with us. He's a missionary in Africa. And is going to be catching up with us, and his name's Robbie Crane, and he's a wonderful pastor, and was a pastor and a director of missions here in our own Northeast Mississippi for a long time, and then God let him go to Africa for a minute, and he's going to give us a report on that, and hopefully the Lord's bringing him back. And so that's what the story is, kind of gently and slowly, but he'll be back eventually. So he'll tell us all about that as the morning progresses. Ronnie, tell us about the guys at the Freedom Center. How's it going over there, brother?
Yes, sir. So the guys are good. You know, we're still full and wide open as usual. You know, Tommy's been gone this week, but it hasn't slowed us down. You know, just got on the phone with Tommy a while ago. He's down, been walking, doing his walking ritual. But yeah, the guys are good. But I've got to say, Bob, you know, it's kind of a funk around there this week because one of our beloved friends, Chris Lambeth, is number 9 on the, you know, that's passed away. They graduated the program. That's been tough. You know, it's that's the hardest part of what we do. But you know, God is faithful. So just keep his wife, Sydney, and family in everybody's prayers, please. They're going through a rough time. But yeah, the guys are good as far as the program goes.
Yeah, that does put a little cloud over
it does,
our time, and as those of us who have been here through all of those relationships and have loved all those guys and have seen them had really healthy seasons in their life and really strong seasons of with the Lord, and then when we see them, you know, get weak and stumble and then we end up doing their funeral, it's very brutal, and it's this extraordinary, you know, wake-up call that this addiction game don't play.
It does not.
And it takes lives and takes families, and it's destructive. The thief don't play. He comes to kill and to steal and to destroy, and we feel every bit of that. He's a dragon. He's an all-consuming, you know, enemy who's been defeated but still likes to torment the saints. And both day and night bears witness against them before God and in our own minds. And so we hate it. We it it for it, it is beneficial to us spiritually to know that we have an enemy who only Christ can defeat. It is beneficial to us spiritually to know that we're weak and only Christ is strong.
Yeah, yeah.
And we are driven to that in all of these experiences that happen, like mm-hmm. with our beloved brother Chris. And there's no despair. This is a hope show. Our hope is in Christ. Hope is in what Christ has done. And our hope is that what Christ has done has fully accomplished what he came to do. That is that he came to rescue mm-hmm. sinners, weak sinners, yeah. sinners that would stumble, yeah. some that would stumble into death. But he came to rescue weak sinners, yeah. And nothing can take him out of his hand,
yeah.
nothing at all. Because what happened on Calvary worked, it was effective, it is a full salvation, it is indeed finished, paid in full, that's what our hope is. And that's your hope out there, if you're weak, that's your hope this morning, is that Christ is not, and what Christ does holds up through your stumbling, holds up through the winds and the waves of life, torments of life. Christ is faithful. His people are not, but he is.
Amen.
And so anyways, that's our hope. And so we come to these times with sadness, but we need to preach the gospel to ourselves.
Yes, we do.
And strengthen our hearts, you know. And I was thinking about this verse that Jabari Temple, who preached his first sermon at Grace Chapel last night, Yehu Jabari, shout out. It was wonderful, but one of the verses that he mentioned was that one of the great promises of God is that we have a hope that's sure and it's steadfast and it anchors our soul.
Yeah.
And I was blessed by that because, man, the work that we're doing is a serious work. Sometimes it feels like a hospice, Ronnie.
Yeah. It's life or death, yeah.
And, you know, sometimes you feel like you're caring for someone's soul right before, you know, they're not here anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a sobering work that we do. But it's filled with the joy that's in the Lord. And we love our guys. I hate the little glaze that's on your eyes, though, that eventually, you know, you're kind of looking at them wondering which one's next.
Yeah,
I hate that.
I do too, man.
I hate thinking about it. I hate, like, you know, I hate sin and its inevitable course mm-hmm. that it takes us on. And so, well, that was a little sad for everyone and a little dark. Let's turn the corner and lighten the thing up. Welcome to you this morning. Our hope is in Christ, who's faithful and who's full of life and yes. joy and who doesn't, nothing can take us out of his hand.
Yeah.
The Bible says clearly nothing in all creation
right.
can separate you from the love of God that's in Christ Jesus our Lord.
Amen.
And so, Ronnie, we get to do this show because of our sponsors who we celebrate and we love. We're thankful for you. And if you'd ever like to sponsor this particular radio show, all you have to do is get a hold of Ronnie or get a hold of Tommy, and they can let you know how to go about doing that. It's not very pricey. The more of us that sponsor, the easier it is on us.
Yeah.
And we're thankful for that. And so if you'd like to sponsor it and you'd like to hear your company's name celebrated weekly, please give us a holler about that. Ronnie, why don't you thank our sponsors for us, and then we'll go to our first break.
Yes, sir. So Tommy's listening. Tommy, I can't do it like you, but I will give it a shot. I'm not as loud as you. But it is Nick Bain here in town. He does all of our legal needs for all the guys, one of the best attorneys around, super good guy. Gatlin's Pharmacy, Bart and Dawn Doran. They're in Iuka. Please keep them in your prayers as well. They had a loss here recently. The Dinner Bell, Melissa over at on Harper. Call them for all your steak and fish. They have some of the best fish in town. Crosswind Ministry. You got Angel Quinn, Trent Brown, and our one and only Bobby Caps. Mm-hmm. Jeff Green owns 72 across from the mattress store. He gives all the guys haircuts. Big shout out to him. I ate lunch with him yesterday. Super good guy. Wilco Real Estate Group. Maria and her team, she never stops working. You know, I'm trying to buy a piece of property here in town, and she's calling me just about daily while she's on vacation trying to get the deal done. Daniel Arthur here at your local Subways. Stop by and get you a cookie or a foot long. They got three locations to choose from for conveniency. Magnolia Funeral Home. Jim and Sheila Calvary, first-class people doing first-class things. And then last but not least, Corinth Mattress and Furniture Outlet. The boss is out of town. Kyle Jackson's over there selling them deep, stacking them cheap, selling them deep, as he says. And he's been super busy the last few days, so Tommy's more than likely won't ever come home now.
All right, guys, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to hear from our beloved friend and brother and missionary, Robbie Crane.
Wilco Real Estate Group is a full-service real estate agency located in downtown Corinth. Our agents service all of Northeast Mississippi and Southwest Tennessee, including the Pickwick Lake area. If you would like to talk real estate, please call or text us at 662-415-5922. You can also email us at info@wilcocorinth.com. You can also check out our website for some free content on the home buying or home selling process at wilcocorinth.com.
If you live in Tishomingo, Belmont, Iuka, Burnsville, and the surrounding area, Gatlin's Pharmacy, 18 First Avenue in Tishomingo, is your one stop for all your pharmacy needs. Gatlin's Pharmacy has programs available that will save you time and money. They offer a discount program that is unique to our area. Do you have a parent or loved one who needs help keeping up with their medicines? Gatlin's Pharmacy will do the work for you. They will package your prescriptions for date and time and deliver them to you. Give Gatlin's Pharmacy a call and find out why they are way more than just a pharmacy. Gatlin's Pharmacy, 662-438-6605.
Here's to choice, to making your voice be heard, to getting exactly what you want, especially when you eat. At Subway restaurants, you choose your freshly baked bread, meats, cheese, and veggies to make a sub that's just right for you. Come in and create yours today. Subway, eat fresh.
The Dinner Bell remains one of the top local dining establishments in Corinth, Mississippi, with numerous awards over the years as Best Salad Bar, Best Steakhouse, Best Overall Restaurant, Best Lunch and Dinner under $10 for the Crossroads area. Deli Plate Lunch and Dinner Special with details found on the Dinner Bell Steak and Fish Facebook page. For delicious food at affordable prices, you can now order online. Visit DinnerBellCorinth.com. Join the rewards program to earn points for free food and exclusive discounts. Order online, DinnerBellCorinth.com.
Bain Bowen, attorneys at law, are proud to be a part of this program. At Bain and Bowen, they know that going through a legal dispute can be a frustrating and scary process. They can help you with a wide range of legal issues, including criminal cases, divorce and family law issues, as well as personal injury cases. Bain and Bowen, attorneys at law, will pursue the best course of action and get you the outcome you deserve. For all your legal needs, call Bain and Bowen at 662-287-1620. That's 286-1620. Now back to Hope with Tommy Wilson, Bobby Capps, and Ronnie Martin.
Hello, welcome back to our show, Hope, on this pretty Thursday morning. We had a little rain that started the day, which keeps our grass green. So if it's going to get hot, we need a little sprinkler every once in a while to keep the grass green. Because I sure, coming out from out west where it was all desert, I love the green out here. I love the water. You guys that fuss about rain, well, tough. I love it. I so there you go. And
I agree. Come to Africa for a little while.
Yeah, exactly. Go to Africa for a while. Well, we got Rob Gabe. Speaking of Africa, nice segue. And speaking of deserts and hot and all that.
We got plenty of that.
We got plenty of that. And Robbie's back for a little while. And Robbie, catch us up, man. What's happening in Africa? Introduce people if somebody don't know you. I mean, most of us in all of... the listening area, all to, you know, all the states and overseas and over Robbie Crane. But for those who don't know your infamy, please introduce us to yourself and then catch us up on what's going on in Africa.
Will do, my friend. I appreciate you guys letting me join you today. Tommy Wilson, man, I've got to get a job like Tommy. I've never seen anybody get that many trips to the beach. I don't know. How do you do that?
This is number five for the year.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Is there, you guys, can you let me in on this? Yeah. All right. So I want to know. Yeah, I've been in Africa. Well, grew up here in North Mississippi, been in Senegal, Africa for the last 3 years serving with Dakar Academy. Dakar Academy is it's Christian school. It's actually a system of Christian schools. We exist in Muslim contexts. We're in two countries right now. Three countries right now in West Africa, Liberia, Senegal, and Guinea, all heavy, heavy Muslim influence in those areas, but we are a Christian school, and we exist for a twofold. One, we exist for missionaries, to help missionaries who are evangelizing, who are church planting, Bible translating, moving the gospel across West and North Africa where it's dark. We exist to help educate their kids in a Christian environment, and we're the second fold thing. We're also a mission school. We got a lot of kids from over 50 different nations around the world are in our school systems hearing the gospel every day. So and those kids are going to go all over the world, back wherever home is for them. A lot of UN kids, a lot of business kids. You got the world right there in Dakar. We're in the capital of Senegal. So, yeah, that's what we do, man. We exist to push the gospel across West Africa, North Africa.
For those of us who failed,
geography.
Yeah, I can't even say the
word.
That
would be geography.
For those of us who failed that thing that tells you where places are, where is Senegal in Africa?
Senegal is the most western part of Africa.
Most west, northwest, or
It's not really considered North Africa. It's just.
Is it on the ocean?
Right on the ocean.
Right on
our
the ocean.
Our city is. We are the furthest western tip of the continent of Africa.
Okay.
Where we are.
Okay, so if you imagine that big fat part out there on
the
left,
that ball out there.
Y'all are on the tip of
There's
the ball.
There's a little triangle that comes off that called Dakar.
There you go. And
closest
that's y'all.
To the United States.
So y'all, if you can remember what it looks like in your mind's eye, you know what right where.
Out there on that ball.
Right where he's at. And when you were talking about it being a school, is it a boarding school?
Yeah, it is.
Okay. So even for the missionaries' kids, it's a boarding school, or for these other international students?
So the boarding school exists for the missionary kids.
Okay.
In West Africa, 16 countries of West Africa. The boarding school is for parents or missionaries who are serving in one of those 16 countries. We do have a boarding program at our main campus. Now, our other campuses don't have boarding at this time.
So how long,
that's primarily what it's
for. So how long has that campus been there, Rob?
1961.
61? Yep.
Wow. Started in 1961 as one campus.
Okay.
Began to expand back in, I want to say, 2019. They built their second campus. And from 2019 to this point, we've just been rapidly expanding. We got three campuses in our city. Got a co-op in the country of Guinea. We got a complete campus in Liberia right now. And we got four other countries in West and North Africa that are asking us, would we come and do the same thing there that we're doing where we are?
That's so awesome.
A lot of opportunities.
How many kids live on the campus? Like the college?
The boarding
program? It's a college type deal, right?
It's campus. K-12.
It feels like college where you live on campus.
Oh, yeah,
right?
High school
students.
So they
got dorms, right?
Yep,
the high
we do
school.
Have,
And
got
how many kids 40. Live on campus?
40 kids, 40 live kids on that live on the campus. Yep.
Yeah.
That's their home every day. Yeah.
Good deal. Who's their parents?
Well, we have dorm parents. You got a girl's dorm and a guy's dorm, and then they've got subs that go between.
Okay,
so,
cool.
Yeah. And they're kind of just everybody that's on the campus.
So kind of what you would expect. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, all right. Good deal.
Yep.
That's fun. Who does the discipline?
Yeah, a little bit of everybody. Man, it's a family thing, man. It's a corporate thing. It gets a little tricky, though. You know, it really does because you've got they live on the campus.
Yeah.
So if they get in trouble at school, do they get in trouble at the dorm? If they get in trouble in the dorm, are they in trouble at school?
Yeah.
So, yeah, you got a lot of that goes on. So
and
it's kind of tough.
Your role there is like the head. What is your role?
My role ultimately is lead chaplain. So basically think about a pastor. I went there and it's not just one school. My role is to oversee the biblical structure, the spiritual structure, the doctrinal integrity, the gospel centrality of our school systems, making sure that we're gospel centered and making sure that everything we teach is from a biblical worldview so that we can get our students to have a Christian biblical worldview when they leave there.
So that's are there missionaries from all various denominations?
Oh yeah, it's an interdenominational.
So then how do you kind of keep that where some parents aren't going to get upset at you?
Yeah, that's good. If you figure out how to do that, yeah, you tell
exactly.
me how.
Not gonna have the
yeah,
job.
Because I mean, think about this. We are interdenominational. So yeah. You've got multi-denominations, and as I said on our main campus, we got about 50 different countries represented. Mm. So you've got over 50 cultures and countries and multiple denominations, and we're supposed to find a way to keep it together. The main thing we do is we major on Christ,
okay, good.
And the gospel, and we handle all the peripheral stuff as it comes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it does that get dicey ever? I mean, like, did some missionary dude says, I'm going to drop my kids off here, but y'all better not be teaching them about so-and-so.
Every now and then. We don't get as much of that as you would think.
Ah,
we really don't. I've been impressed with that. It happens. It's definitely going to happen. You'll get those secondary and tertiary things that will come up, but we don't have major problems. It's just like the Lord has his hand on it, and it's just a good little spot that's going on. I think it's a really cool work because the context in which we exist, and you're talking 95% to 98% Islam, even in our city of Dakar, 3.5 million people, 98% of them are lost. They don't know who Christ is. A lot of missionaries are going out and pushing into that, and we're in that city, so we're reaching those people. And, man, just coming up this year, we've got an opportunity before us right now to start a full Senegalese school.
Oh, wow.
That just for the Senegalese population. So we're looking at how to make that happen as we step into this new year. So there's a lot of things happening there, man.
And is the partnerships there? I mean, do the Senegalese people, will they be the ones who are like sponsoring, or will you charge a tuition, or like how do you get it paid for, or is it strictly like our fundraising in Europe and in America and other Christian nations and bringing that money back here? How does that work?
Are you talking about the existing school?
No, I'd like any expansion. You know, this whole thing that y'all are having a vision going out all these places.
Right.
How does the thing get funded? Maybe is a good question.
Tuition. The kids pay tuition.
Okay, tuition. Yeah.
Yeah. It's for business rate, you know, the community rate. Business rates are, you know, like private school here. It can be expensive. Yeah, missionaries and people that are on the field serving get a real high discounted rate, so we try to take care of so that more missionaries can get on the field.
Mm-hmm. Good. Well, cool.
But it's tuition based.
Yeah, there you go. So, well, if it's tuition based, you can start schools. So I was going to say the fundraising.
It's hard.
Might be
tough
deal.
Well, that's where actually we're starting this year. Here's a new thing we're doing, and as we're starting a fundraising arm here in the States because. There's so much opportunity before us. We got to get there, and we can't find a way to do it. And I'm even transitioning my roles. I'm easing back to the States this year. I've spent the last 3 years there, like I said, serving as lead chaplain, also like the assistant superintendent, kind of overseeing the whole operations. It's in pretty good shape there. But one thing I've been noticing for 3 years, we've got all this opportunity to expand, and the pool of people to come there is shrinking.
Mm.
I've been watching it for 3 years, asking the Lord, what are we going to do about that? Mm. You know, and Jesus said, you know, the harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Pray the Lord of the harvest to send out labor. So we began to pray, and I really believe the Lord is sending us back here to connect with churches and universities and campus ministries to find people who want to go into the field of education as mission.
Cool.
That's the thing. All of our teachers, not only are they Christian, they're missionaries. They're going there with the intent to preach and share the gospel with these students as we educate them.
Awesome.
So I got to find those people. I'm on a mission now to find people who'd say, hey, let me go spend a term there.
Mm-hmm.
So that's, man, I think you take a young person that's in the education field right now, wondering what are they going to do when they first start, where do they want to go? Hey, why not give us 2 years? Why don't you come sign on with us for 2 years? We'll bring you over to Senegal, let you get your feet wet, learn how to teach, and learn how to do mission at the same time. And who knows what God might do with that.
One of my besties from Phoenix was a brilliant math guy. And when he retired, he went down and taught physics and math and, you know, higher math.
Yes.
At a boarding school.
That's another
in
thing.
In Mexico.
That is another thing right there, Bobby. Yeah. It's
the same deal, 2 year deal. You know, he just did a term. You know, him and his wife did that.
That's what I'm talking
about.
It was
cool.
And that's why I want to get into churches because I believe also we got a lot of people in our churches who are retired,
early retired,
retiring teachers.
Still, Yeah,
that man could say, hey, let me take 2 years over there and help these students and help their families and move the gospel with all these kids that are in our schools that don't know Christ.
Good. Well, we're going to take a break, but I think there has been a call to do exactly what the Lord says. And so if you'll join me out there in radio world, Lord, we come to you knowing something that you said, two things. You said that the harvest was plentiful. You also said that the laborers were few. That's been the testimony of my life. I've seen it everywhere. Robbie's just said it's the same in Africa where he is. And then you said, therefore pray to the Lord of the harvest. That's you. That you would send forth laborers into your field. And so we're coming and we're asking you right now. It's your gospel. It's lives that you want to be saved by your son. Mm. And we're asking you to touch hearts and to send laborers into the field in Africa. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
We'll catch you on the flip. We'll see you right when we come back.
Magnolia Funeral Home, your locally owned and operated funeral home in Corinth, Mississippi, with locations on both Highway 45 and 72. With the only on-site crematory in the area, you have peace and assurance with your loved ones as they never leave the care of Magnolia Funeral Home. We also know it can be heartbreaking to miss a service, but it's not always feasible to attend. With our state-of-the-art secure software, all services are digitally streamed and available worldwide free of charge. All funeral homes are not the same. Magnolia Funeral Home strives to set ourselves apart to be the most caring and go beyond what is expected.
Bain & Bowen, attorneys at law, are proud to be a part of this program. At Bain & Bowen, they know that going through a legal dispute can be a frustrating and scary process. They can help you with a wide range of legal issues, including criminal cases, divorce and family law issues, as well as personal injury cases. Bain & Bowen, attorneys at law, will pursue the best course of action and get you the outcome you deserve. For all your legal needs, call Bain & Bowen at 662-287-1620. That's 286-1620.
Are you a chef or a cook? Tired of the same old kitchen routine? Craving a fresh challenge? Well, the Dinner Bell is currently looking for talented, passionate cooks to join the dynamic team. The Dinner Bell offers a fun and supportive work environment, competitive pay, and the opportunity to showcase your culinary skills and what has been voted the best restaurant in Corinth. Whether you're a seasoned pro or just starting out, we want to hear from you. Apply in store today, but you must be available to work nights and weekends. The Dinner Bell, where passion for food meets a rewarding career.
All right, men, are you tired of those chain salon haircuts? Come on down to Jeff's Barbershop, where we keep it old school. With 19 years of experience, Jeff's offers classic cuts and good old conversation. At Jeff's Barbershop, you're not just a number like at one of those modern stylists. You're family here. Haircuts are $20, while beard trim and shampoos are $10 at Jeff's Barbershop. Open weekdays 8 to 5 and Saturdays till noon. Located at 1100 Highway 72 West in Corinth. Walk-ins always welcome at Jeff's Barbershop.
Hey folks, it's Tommy Wilson from Car & Mattress Furniture right here in Car, Mississippi on Highway 72. And listen, some folks talks about clearance sales, but we're having it. We've got a trailer load, we've got a warehouse full, we've got the biggest sale ever going on, King and Queen Hybrids, $499. Don't miss the chance to buy that deal. The only thing you got to do is come 3 miles west of High Prices to get that deal.
Now back to Hope with Tommy Wilson, Bobby Capps, and Ronnie Martin.
Well, welcome back to our show, Hope, and we're talking with missionary pastor Robbie Crane about his mission over in Africa. And we left off talking about how he has been recruiting either just people to go out and spend a 2-year term and be teachers over there in the field. And you know, Robbie, if you're trying to say, I got two names that are too close, I'm going to have trouble.
We'll take Ronnie over there.
Exactly. But if you were trying to pitch me and you, if you're trying to say, Bobby, I know you know this, you know, all this math stuff. I remember you as a nuke. Mm-hmm. And you want to go teach science and math?
Yep.
Like, what is it that you're trying to say to really help people see it? And that what we're supporting missions, that's number one,
right?
So we're allowing missionary families to be on the field by mm-hmm. us teaching their children right. while they're there.
Right.
But also you were talking about a worldview that you're trying to get incorporated mm-hmm. into the school. And so just sell me on, sell me and your listeners. There's some school teacher out there that's mm-hmm. Ready to retire. By the way, school teachers retire pretty early too. They can.
Absolutely.
You know, they only have to teach 25 years. And if they got out of, you know, college at say 25, they're only 50 when they retire. They're ready to go. Make a pitch.
So, like I said, too, it's twofold. When I said we, obviously, the school exists in missionary's family. Their kids are there, so you're helping them do the things they do. But we're also missional. Like I said, we have over 50 nations of kids on our campuses. A high percentage of those kids are coming from Muslim backgrounds, Hindu backgrounds, atheist backgrounds, you name it. They're not believers either. The thing is, we get to share the gospel with everything we do. We do biblical integration in every classroom. We do Christian and biblical worldview. We teach everything, all education, from a biblical perspective. How to see the world, how to see what God's doing in the world. Why does man exist? What's our purpose and plan in the world according to Scripture? So that these students go out, wherever they go, they're going to impact the world with the gospel, because that's what it's about, period. It's not about Africa, Asia, China, America. It's about being obedient to the Great Commission. And for a teacher, somebody that wants to help to educate students, that's one thing. But not only educate those students, but to see the gospel come alive in their life, to realize, yes, they need an education. And where are they going to further that education at? And what are they going to do with that for the glory of God, for the mission of Christ, to see people redeemed and to see hope come to those that are in darkness, whether it be in Mississippi, Africa, or you name it, anywhere in between. And I see two things, too. Like you said, you got retired teachers. You're talking about seasoned people. That's one thing we really need. Some people who've done it before, who know the classroom, who understand all that. Strong believers who say, you know what, I want to infuse not only education and knowledge, I want to infuse Christ into these kids. You get the opportunity to mold and shape them every day and to help their parents do what they do. And all those kids that are in your classrooms coming in and out that are not believers, to see the love of Christ coming from you and through you, who knows what might happen. We just had over 20 baptisms of new believers profess Christ in this past year. So seeing God do some really cool things there. I'd say if you're a young person in education field right now, Christian who's saying, man, I'd love to serve somewhere, why not give us 2 years? Why not start there? We'll take you on. We'll teach you how to teach, and we'll teach you what missions look like, how to get on the field, and who knows what God might do with that for the rest of your life. But if you're a person who wants to see the gospel of Jesus Christ come alive and you want to be a part of seeing the nations know him, you can live in our city. This is what's crazy. Every day of my life while I've been in Dakar, every day I get to literally preach and proclaim the gospel to over 50 countries every day. What other place can you do that in the world? Get up every day and in a day's time, you're going to interact with 50 different nations around the world.
And not like guys that have come to America and plan on staying here. Mm-mm. You're talking to guys who actually live in a different country. Mm-hmm. They send their kids to school here, and they're going back to that country. They're influenced and shaped by what they learned when they were in high school.
Absolutely.
At your high school.
The boarding kids in those 16 countries of West Africa, they're going to go somewhere else. But even all those other kids, say, where do the other 40, 35 nations come from? Well, like I said, we're in the capital. We got UN kids. We've got NGOs. We've got all kind of the business world because, again, we're in the capital of Dakar. They're not staying there. Embassy people, diplomats, we've got all kinds of folks from every country in the world, basically. And they're coming through our doors all the time. You're literally going to impact nations in ways that you'll never go to those places, but you can come to Dakar and literally see the nations come to faith.
That's awesome. And low barrier, meaning it's English-speaking school.
Absolutely.
So you don't have to learn another language to come and teach.
It's the American school system. We are an accredited American school system that exists there. Fully Christian, fully American, English-speaking, everything's. An American can walk in the door. We provide the housing for you. You can walk in the door and you're set. You can start teaching within 2 weeks, I'd say, or less, after you get acclimated to the things around you. Very easy landing spot.
Excellent. And so Tell us a little bit about expenses. You have to fundraise a little bit.
A little bit.
You have to be able to bring a couple grand a month with you or something along those lines.
Yeah, I would say.
Sometimes your retirement's that, you know, if you're a school teacher or something like that.
Yep.
But a younger person might have to raise a couple grand a month to be able to kind of to be able to be okay there.
Yeah, the school provides. It's a mission school. Like I said, every teacher.
Room and board's provided.
Oh, yeah. Your housing's provided. Everything on that's provided. And there's a stipend. The school does provide a stipend.
Okay.
They've been raising it steadily, and as we continue to expand the school system, we'll be able to do more and more of that. The goal of the school is to get that fully functional where they can be fully funded. Just not there yet, because every teacher is a missionary. That's how we look at it. We want people that are on mission for the gospel. So with the stipend that you get and the housing that you get, you're going to need to raise some money. Yeah. But now we've got some singles there. They don't have any supporters from back home. They live really tight. I mean, they're not on a shoestring budget, but single can get by on that stipend if they wanted to. But if you want to live a little more comfortable like you do more so here in America, you probably want to get around.
Some of our kids are pretty spoiled in this town.
That's true. That's true. I would suggest. I would suggest you're going to have to raise a little bit of money, but you wouldn't think of it as having to provide for everything you do.
Yeah, and that's not a bad challenge, honestly. I mean, if you got a kid who's coming right out of college, you know, between mom and dad and a couple uncles, you know what I mean? You can raise a grand a month or something,
church
which
families.
Would be fine if you're young, church families.
Yeah, your church families that help send people. Yeah. It's not that hard.
Yeah, good. So, you're convincing us we're going to have to go over to Africa and see what's up.
Hey, I'm ready.
So, and are there any place for the seriously elderly like myself? You know, the people that are on the last leg.
Absolutely. Hey, are you breathing? Do you have a pulse? Listen, man, we'll take you.
Are there good wheelchairs? In
Absolutely, Seattle? Man. We got whatever you need.
And the walkers.
We got walkers. We got wheelchairs. We got crutches. You know, our school system too. We're a school system, so we got the whole business end of things. We need marketing people. We need business people. We need financial people. We need a COO right now. There's all kinds of things with this expansion we've got going on and the opportunities that are before us. We need people to run a complete system. So it may not be teaching is your thing, but you may want to help move the gospel in some form, and this may be a way to do it. Dakar Academy has about anything you want to do.
Dakar Academy, Robbie Crane, our missionary, and we're going to take our last break, and we'll come back and have him do a little Devo for us, and then we'll wrap it up. We're thankful for Robbie. He's a dear friend of ours. We're glad to get him back in town, to be honest. I'm glad that he'll be out recruiting and doing all that stuff, but it'll be good for him to be around so that we can love on him a little closer. And he's a dear friend of ours and a great brother. And so, Ronnie, tell one more time, just say thank you to our sponsors, and then we'll take a quick break and then get back for a little wrap-up.
Yeah, so thank you again to Nick Bain, local attorney here in Corinth, Gatlin's Pharmacy, The Dinner Bell, Steak and Fish on Harper, Crosswind Ministry here in Corinth. They've been here for 20-something years. Jeff Green, I'm 72. Holler at him for all of your barber needs. Wilco Real Estate Group, give them a shout for all your real estate investments. Daniel Arthur, local Subways, Magnolia Funeral Home, first class people doing first class things, and Corinth Mattress and Furniture Outlet on 72, three miles west of Pie Prices.
In Tishomingo, Belmont, Iuka, Burnsville, and the surrounding area, Gatlin's Pharmacy, 18 First Avenue in Tishomingo, is your one stop for all your pharmacy needs. Gatlin's Pharmacy has programs available that will save you time and money. They offer a discount program that is unique to our area. Do you have a parent or loved one who needs help keeping up with their medicines? Gatlin's Pharmacy will do the work for you. They will package your prescriptions for date and time and deliver them to you. Give Gatlin's Pharmacy a call and find out why they are way more than just a pharmacy. Gatlin's Pharmacy, 662-438-6605.
Magnolia Funeral Home, your locally owned and operated funeral home in Corinth, Mississippi, with locations on both Highway 45 and 72. With the only on-site crematory in the area, you have peace and assurance with your loved ones as they never leave the care of Magnolia Funeral Home. We also know it can be heartbreaking to miss a service, but it's not always feasible to attend. With our state-of-the-art secure software, all services are digitally streamed and available worldwide free of charge. All funeral homes are not the same. Magnolia Funeral Home strives to set ourselves apart to be the most caring and go beyond what is expected.
All right, men, are you tired of those chain salon haircuts? Come on down to Jeff's Barbershop, where we keep it old school. With 19 years of experience, Jeff's offers classic cuts and good old conversation. At Jeff's Barbershop, you're not just a number like at one of those modern stylists, you're family here. Haircuts are $20, while beard trim and shampoos are $10 at Jeff's Barbershop. Open weekdays 8 to 5 and Saturdays till noon. Located at 1100 Highway 72 West in Corinth. Walk-ins always welcome at Jeff's Barbershop.
Here's to choice, to making your voice be heard, to getting exactly what you want, especially when you eat. At Subway restaurants, you choose your freshly baked bread, meats, cheese, and veggies to make a sub that's just right for you. Come in and create yours today. Subway, eat fresh.
Wilco Real Estate Group is a full-service real estate agency located in downtown Corinth. Our agents service all of Northeast Mississippi and Southwest Tennessee, including the Pickwick Lake area. If you would like to talk real estate, please call or text us at 662-415-5922. You can also email us at info@wilcocorinth.com. You can also check out our website for some free content on the home buying or home selling process at wilcocorinth.com.
Now back to Hope with Tommy Wilson, Bobby Capps, and Ronnie Martin.
Hello, welcome back to our last session here on Hope, the radio station. The radio program says yes to Jesus Christ, that sees our hope in Him. Today we're on one leg because our only sturdy leg is at the beach. So we're wobbling a little this morning, but we have a great missionary with us and a dear brother and a dear friend. Robbie, I just thought maybe that you could just speak to us out of your heart from whatever the Lord wants you to say to encourage us in the gospel and in hope and just kind of close us up. I was going to, Ronnie, we don't have any big stuff coming up tonight. Rocky
Miller at Living Freed
at 6 a.m.
He's been around for years. Yeah, he's going to be sharing his testimony tonight at 6 o'clock behind Magnolia Funeral Home. So please come out. And also, big shout out to Dinner Bell. They're doing the meal for us. So thank you, Melissa, for what you do.
All right. And please join us tonight. Our Thursday night celebrations are really something. We fill the house up. We enjoy the Lord out there. We enjoy each other. It's a great time for us to celebrate and have a meal together. Please join us out there. Robbie, tell us what's on your heart, brother.
Well, again, let me say thank you to you guys for letting me join you, and I love what you do. This is home for me, and this ministry that you guys do. I love it every Tuesday morning coming out to the Freedom Center doing the Bible studies with you guys, speaking sometimes at Living Free on Saturday mornings or even Thursday nights. I love what you guys do. Appreciate what you do every day, because I said this off air earlier. You know, it's not about location. It's not about Africa or China or Corinth, Mississippi. It has nothing to do with location as much as obedience. We just want to be obedient to Christ.
Amen.
So that people know the hope that's found in Christ, like you guys were talking about. It's the name of the show, Hope.
Yeah.
And because some ask, like, why do we do what we do? Why would you go to Africa? Why do you guys do what you do every day when there's so many other things you could do, whether it be to make money, a lot less stressful? You know, why do we do what we do? And I want to take us to 2 Corinthians chapter 5 just for a second. The Apostle Paul said this in 2 Corinthians 5:14, "For the love of Christ controls us, because we've concluded this, that one has died for all, therefore all of us have died." Those of meaning we've died to ourselves. We've let the old life go because of what Christ has done for us. We found something far better. And then he goes on to say that those who live may no longer live for themselves, but to live for the one who was raised from the dead for their sake. I want to hone in on that word, that first part. The love of Christ is what the ESV says controls us. I think the New King James says compels, and I think the King James says constrains. That's an interesting word that Paul uses, that Greek word. That Greek word control there means to be arrested by, or to be preoccupied with, or to be possessed by. So get a hold of that, right? Think about it. He said the love of Jesus Christ is what preoccupies my life. The love of Jesus Christ is what has arrested me. The love of Jesus Christ is what has possessed my life. That's why I do what I do. That's why you guys do what you do. Not for accolades. We don't even do it just so that people have a better life. We do what we do because we love Christ. We're preoccupied with the things that are on the mind of God. What's on the mind of God?
Even obedience,
today?
Like you were talking about. If you love me, you'll keep my commands. Absolutely. Right? Love is constrained. Obedience is constrained by love. It's forced on me, if you will, because I'm in love with the dude who saved me.
That's the thing. When you understand where we've come from, you know, the thing is, like, we sit here, we talk on the radio. I know there's listeners out there that are like, man, you don't know where I'm at. Does God even love me? Yeah, he does. He absolutely does. He loved you enough that he died to save you. And we were all there just as well. We might not be in the same spot that person's in today, but we've all been enemies of God, foreigners, outcasts, and strangers in this world with no hope, but God, who's rich in mercy because of his great love with which he loved us. Even when we were dead in trespasses and sin, he made us alive together with Christ, for by grace we are saved. So I love the one who died for me. And then Paul later in that same chapter, just a few verses down, he says in verse 20, therefore, because I'm apprehended, I've been arrested by the love of Jesus and what he's done for me, therefore we are ambassadors. We are ambassadors for Christ. Now listen to this, that God is making his appeal through us. We implore the world on behalf of Christ to be reconciled to God. Think about that thought, that God makes his appeal through us. As messed up as we are and as messed up as we can be, that God would entrust us with the message of reconciliation, the message of hope. That's why we do what we do. It doesn't matter if it's Dakar, Senegal, or if it's Corinth, Mississippi, or anywhere in between. Everybody out there without Christ needs hope. We have the hope. And Christ died to reconcile them to God. So that's our message. We go today so that the world might be reconciled to God. So I want to encourage you in that. I'll leave you with this in that same chapter. Paul said this, all of this is from God. All of it, the reconciliation, the love, the hope, every bit of it's from God. And he said, who through Christ reconciled us to himself, and he gave us the ministry of reconciliation. So he's given you something. He's literally given us the privilege to go with him as he reconciles the world. No matter where it's at, right? Everywhere you go, there's lost people. And Jesus is still doing the work of reconciliation. Now, he did the work of redemption on the cross. We know that. It is finished. But that work of reconciling people is still happening today. And he says, come join me, wherever that might be. And in verse 19 says he's entrusted us with the message of reconciliation. So here's the thing that Paul concluded there. Christ has done the work of reconciliation that we couldn't do. That's the death of the cross. But the message of it has been given to us. Christ doesn't speak it anymore. He puts that in our hands.
And the ministry of it.
We minister it and we preach reconciliation. So, man, that's where I'm at in Dakar right now. That's just one way, one opportunity that you can do it. Right here with what you guys are doing every day. It's how we do it.
Yeah, and so we beg you on God's behalf, be reconciled to God. You know, and the thing is that, so for he who knew no sin became sin for us so that we might be the righteousness of God in him. And so let me just say it this way. You guys know what he's talking about. If you've ever listened to Tommy Wilson talk, you've heard him representing something. He's always bragging on something. Mm-hmm. He's bragging on some mattress store 3 miles west of High Process. He's bragging on the Freedom Center. He's always pimping something. That's a fact. And if you know him, he's kind of the greatest pimp around.
He's a salesman, man. He's a salesman.
But I'll tell you this. my life with him almost 20 years. The thing he sells the most is the hope that is in Jesus Christ,
Lord. That's it.
And we have one belief, he says at the front of every meeting, that Jesus Christ will change your life.
He can. He will.
And that's our message. And that's the message of hope. That's the message of reconciliation.
That's it.
And that's the call of it. And the ministry of it, by the way, the work. Let me just unpack that word. It's actually a simpler word. Ministry is kind of a churchy word.
Yeah.
But it really just means work.
It does.
And the work of reconciliation is the message of Jesus Christ.
Yes.
That's it. And so we all do the work.
We do.
And we're always representing something. I mean, we do it all day long.
We're ambassadors
every day.
Of something.
You were representing, before this, you were representing Dakar School.
Absolutely.
And representing an opportunity and talking about what a blessing it would be and this and that and the next thing. And so we're constantly doing that. Everybody knows that. We're constantly doing it. If you're selling insurance, you're representing, you're trying to get people to buy in, if you will.
Yep.
And so God's saying, look, there's work that I gave you to do, and it's motivated from the love that I loved you with. I actually saved your life, and I've given you a message.
Mm-hmm.
And the message is about me and what I've done for you.
Yes.
But there's work to it,
mm-hmm.
And I've also given you the work.
He's given us the work.
So go do it.
And that message is hope, right?
Yeah,
that's what it
sure.
is. It's hope.
Yeah.
There's a different life. There's a better life. There's a new life that's found only in Christ Jesus.
That's right. Yeah.
Only in Christ Jesus.
That's it.
Well, it's been a joy to be with you today, Robbie.
Thank you guys again.
Close our
you,
meeting out with a doxology out of Jude. But before we do that, I just want to say that at the Living Free tonight, which is right behind Magnolia Funeral Home, at 6 p.m., we're going to have a great message and a great meal, a great time of fellowship together where we get together and sing and enjoy each other. Those of us who are fellow strugglers, but who found our hope in Jesus Christ. And sure. So you're invited. There'll be plenty of food for you and a good time for you there where we celebrate. Tommy, bless you, brother. We're glad you're enjoying the beach and your kids and your grandkids.
We know he's listening.
We know you're listening. You're saying foolish things to us through text.
Yep.
And so we're glad about that. And Robbie, we're glad you're coming back to town.
Yeah.
We want to partner with you not only to work for the gospel, but also to work in raising up an army of people who will go and spread it.
Absolutely.
And so we're glad that you've come to be with us, not
appreciate
only on
guys.
Our show,
yeah.
But also in our lives. And you're a blessing to us and a gift to
thank
our community and a gift to us. And so we're thankful for that. Ronnie, why don't you close us in our doxology? And I think we're out a little early. Phil's giving me eyes, so just kind of say it real slow. Today.
Use a southern draw.
Can do that? But
can
I'll,
you do that
do it in the southern draw?
Can you do a southern draw?
I will try. No, again, thank you, Robbie, for your heart and you know your teaching.
Thank
you know
you
you're one of the best teachers that I've been around, and I just thank you, brother.
Appreciate you guys.
The Book of Jude. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion, and power, both now and forever. Amen. Thank
Amen.
Y'all.